Welcome back to the Earl Ingram Show. As always, you can join us at 844-967-2789. It's 844-967-2789. You can text us at that same number. I'm talking about President Joe Biden's announcement this morning, his plan to fight inflation. And before we went to break, I was talking about him saying that the Federal Reserve has the responsibility to control inflation. He is right about that. And the main tool that the Federal Reserve uses, they're independent of our government. They don't have to respond. The president can have conversations with them, but he doesn't control the Federal Reserve. Federal Reserve is a separate entity from our government. And in many instances, there are many people who think that that's not a good thing. But anyway, to say the least, the way that the Federal Reserve and the tools that it uses to control inflation is through shutting down the government, raising interest rates, and creating recession, which we know is on the way. Second part of President Joe Biden's plan is something that, again, sounds right, you know, but whether or not he has the capabilities or our government has the capabilities to control this is, you know, that's something else altogether. The second part involved making goods more affordable for families with a focus on high gas prices. His administration has blamed Russia's invasion into Ukraine for the high price of gas, which is true. And Biden touted the release from global oil reserves and called on Congress to pass clean energy tax credits. Listen, he has released some gas, some oil from the strategic reserves. But even having done that, the gas is almost $5 a gallon. So, you know, whatever it is he released from the strategic oil reserves, it was just a blip. And most of us have forgotten those couple million gallons that he released because the gasoline prices have continued to soar. Now, how do you make things more, you know, affordable when these things come from different parts of the world and they're not inside of our borders like they used to be? And they come from different parts of the world. What control does the United States have, the President of the United States, to control those prices? Biden's plan to make goods more affordable also includes fixing supply chains, improving infrastructure. So, how do you fix supply chains? We know what took place with COVID. Many of us remember the pain we felt, and maybe the pain wasn't as dire as what was planned or talked about right around the holiday when people thought that you were not going to be able to get the things that people wanted in the stores and the department stores and because of the problems with supply chains and that didn't turn out to be as bad as people thought it was because they were able to somehow come up with a miracle and get supplies moving again in time for people to buy Christmas gifts and those types of things. So, you know, we haven't heard much as much about the pain of supply chains, but make no mistake, they're there. The supply chain issue is going to be an ongoing problem in the world for some time to come. We've gotten comfortable. And the American people are really going to have to start making adjustments. Things that we took for granted are no longer going to be there. And that doesn't matter whether there's a Democrat or a Republican in the House. We are headed towards some difficult times. And, You know, some of us have lived through some of those times, and we know what that's like, and we know the pain and sacrifice that people had to make. And yes, people in this country are going to have to make those sacrifices, like people all over the world have had to make sacrifices. We're in this time. We're not going to get out overnight. And you know, Joe Biden's plans to fix them are going to take quite some time, even if they do come to fruition. The second part, again, is improving the supply chains. And now he adds improving infrastructure. So, okay, President Biden. You know, we've had the infrastructure bill. We have it. It's in place. That's slow. Anything to do with infrastructure is going to take years and even a decade or decades. Not going to happen overnight. Nobody's going to snap their finger and the infrastructure is dealt with and repaired to the time that it was fresh and new. If that's what we're talking about and that's going to be a part of the fix for inflation, man, we don't have that kind of time, and neither does President Joe Biden have that kind of time to wait for infrastructure to be a part of turning around inflation. And cracking down on the exorbitant fees that foreign ocean freight companies charge to move products. Okay. All right. So we have the ability. The United States government has had the ability to control the fees of foreign ocean freight companies. Because this is what he said. Part of what he's going to do, he's going to crack down on those fees. If the fees have been exorbitant, and we've been aware of it, our government, all this time, why have we not done anything about it before? Yeah, if you knew the fees were exorbitant and the American people were getting gouged, both Democrats and Republicans, why didn't you do something about it before? He also touted policies to make housing more affordable. I don't know how you get to dealing with inflation by making housing more affordable, and called on Congress to work on reducing the price of prescription drugs and lowering the cost of child and elder care. Oh, man, it's going to be a long, difficult road. Because those last three things he talked about, making housing more affordable, calling on Congress to work on reducing the price of prescription drugs and lowering the cost of child and elder care, is not going to do one thing to impact the inflation. It's not. But if you throw that in there, it makes me pause and say, wait a minute. What is he talking about? Those are, you know, ancillary things. They're all important by themselves. But right now, inflation is, again, what is causing the pain and going to get worse and worse and worse. The third part of the president's plan involved reducing the federal deficit through common sense tax codes. And nobody said, hey, wait a minute, Joe. Come on, man. What is that? That tells me that, listen, man, you know, I didn't expect him to be able to snap his finger and fix this. Nobody can. It's the amount of time that it's going to take and the amount of people that are going to be hurt. And my fear over all of it is that at the root of it, is going to be Republicans controlling things. And possibly even in 2024, the presidency of the United States. That's my fear. If Joe Biden decides to run again and people don't see what a mistake that will be. Again, he didn't do this. He didn't create this. But the way it works is it's happening on his watch. He's the president of the United States. And he will still be that in 2022 if all things are right. And his health and those kinds of things, there's nothing that can be done to remove him until 2024. But wow, man, get ready for a long, hard slog. I remember in not only 2008, how soon we forget what kind of pain was meted out for people in the one of the worst recessions in the history of our nation in 2008. Maybe people forgot what percentage of Americans lost their homes, never to recover. Even when things got a little better, the homes that were lost, never, you know, people never got them back. Listen, we've got to go to a break. 844-967-2789. You're tuned into the Earl Ingram Show. Be right back.